Now look at this steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mizzen. And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mathan. About midway to the midday with Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Mathan.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Mathan here on 93.9 The Ville. Steve Rummage here. Marcus will be in here in just a few minutes. He got caught up in a little traffic today, which the weather this morning was rough. So I beat it in here because I come in with Mark Blankenbaker this morning. So I beat the traffic in, or beat the weather, so I missed any traffic. But I can imagine, just knowing how the roads get when it gets rainy here in Louisville, because when it rains, things happen.
People forget how to drive. We can just say, right? I mean, you know, and this is a collective thing, not singling anybody out or anything. But no, people just kind of forget the basics of driving and human decency.
Yeah.
When there's any precipitation on these roads.
Yeah. So,
and there is a lot of precipitation on
these roads. There's a lot. Yeah. I was going to say there
it's
is
beautiful now, but
there is a lot on the road. So yeah. So anyways, he'll be in here in a few. We'll get to some stuff. Of course, it's last night we had a Twitter space with Drew Diener, who is the Twitter space king around here. And all of a sudden is he had Coach Kelsey and Coach Brohm and Rick Kieber and Dan Furman all, and Coach Brohm and Coach Kelsey at the same time, which was really cool. Really cool to kind of hear them interacting back and forth and doing some things on there. That was neat. Yeah, I know. I beat it in here. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, I was hoping that, you know, that would just fly under the radar.
It did
but it
did not. Somebody immediately. Can we get Dexter says, can we get a snippet of a radio announcer commenting on Rummage blocking some kid out out in high school just to even out the intro?
That's a great text.
Yeah, somebody else said I beat it in here. Yeah, okay. Obviously, that one is. So, yeah, there's that. That was before the show. But then I went and did the show. Whatever. So, yeah.
It was nice, you and Blankenbaker, listening to you guys.
I had fun, man.
Reunited.
It's good to have Blankenbaker back. You know, to have somebody who is a diehard.
The sheriff's back in town.
Yeah, like myself. I enjoy. I mean, look, and there's a bunch of fans here, but you know, it's nice to have probably the only other guy in the media that is you know, that I feel like is that I'm like, I can go to and I'm like, okay, you're irrational like me, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me talk to you. You know, let's see, when I tune in, I usually hear Steve, so every time in the intro song I heard Marcus Mathan, I replaced it with Steve. See, I liked it. Just Steve Rummage.
Same number of syllables. Yeah. Syllables. There you go.
There's Rummage.
They love him in this town.
On a fast break and a layup, and he slaps the glass. Bullet Central takes the lead by two. It's like, yeah, let's go.
Oh, God.
Yeah, back in the day. Oh, so anyway.
My highlights would be even sadder.
That's awesome.
Valvano Nets won, cutting the deficit to 7 to EKU.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I could maybe find. I know there's some because I see it. I remember when, what was the cable company when I was in high school? It was local. They had, but anyways, they did like the game of the week, and we played Bullet East on there once. We played football against North Bullet a couple times. We played, you know, just a couple games on there, so right. I could probably find something. But
yeah, please do. Yeah. If you can find it,
I know.
Just send me the links, and I'll do the rest.
I could probably get.
I will. Something. I'll cut some stuff up, and I'll send it to our boy Ken Harbison, and see if we can get a special. Steve Rubbage.
There's one that if I could get it would be hilarious. And I had a catch over the middle against North Bullet, and it looked like I was going to score. And dude just trips me up, like, you know, great play. You know, and by the way, the dude was one of the, I believe the dude, God rest his soul, I think he passed away, played for North Bullet, but he was a freak athlete. Just a freak athlete. His name's Reynolds, his last name. Crazy fast, so he gets me, you know, and like the announcer's like, he's like, the big man gets it across the middle, he's got, oh, not quite fast enough. And I was like, hey.
That'd be perfect.
Insight. That's what it was. Insight cable. Yeah.
Oh, I remember insight cable. Insight.
Yeah. Thank you all. Yeah. Insight would have the insight game of the week. We were on there a couple times, but yeah. Somebody says, I'm sure glad that Van Lith went to LSU because it guaranteed that Caitlin Clark would return to the Final Four. You watch any of that last night?
I did watch a little bit.
I did.
Yeah, I poked my head in.
That whole game almost, yeah.
I watched like 2/3 of the second half.
Yeah.
And I threw some money on it and lost. But, you know, I've been dying on my sports betting. Quick sidebar before we get back to Caitlin Clark. I've been doing the PFT thing. I don't know if you saw this, but every day you wake up and you fade the Oakland A's, whatever the run line is.
Mm-hmm.
You bet it, and it's hit like, they've played like 6 games already, I think, this year.
Okay.
It's batting like 700. It's
pretty, wow. Yeah,
so it's not bad.
Okay.
So I just made my $20 run line bet on the Red Sox because they're taking on the Rays tonight.
Do you know we're all in a bracket pool?
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at that bracket pool?
I haven't. I know mine's terrible.
Do you know who's number one in that bracket pool right now?
I don't. What, was it you? If it's you, I'm happy. If it's
I'm in third.
Okay. Who?
Nick Valvano
is in
number one spot on that Diener bracket pool.
Wait, I'm winning?
You are winning.
Oh,
you
wow.
are number one in that bracket pool. And here's how good your bracket must be. You had Kentucky in the national championship game.
Yeah. I know.
No, you are number one.
I did that. And before, right now. Okay, please let me defend myself before everyone starts crushing me. I did that one strictly based on the adjusted offensive efficiency numbers from KenPom. And if you did it based on that, Kentucky goes to the national championship.
Well, that's
championship.
Funny.
So I don't want anyone thinking that I'm Big Blue Nicky.
Yeah, man. Wow.
He just
picked the one metric that Kentucky was solid. Why don't you do it defensively? Where would they have been on that one?
Oh, they got there. They didn't get out of the first round. Iowa State, though, was the champion.
Nicky V 24 is number one. Number two is C. Dukewich. And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us tied for number three.
Okay.
So I'm number three, but I'm tied with 5 people right now.
Nice.
Yeah, Nick, you, I mean, gosh, yeah, you have UConn, Alabama, and Purdue, all three in the Final Four. And then you had Kentucky.
All that offensive analytics.
Yeah.
KenPom offensive efficiency numbers. That's how I got all those.
You had the Elite Eight, you had 1, 2, 3, 4 of the Elite Eight. I mean, you had some good ones, man.
Well,
yeah, it's your number one right now, and you're number one by, let me see, 60 points. All of us in number three have 780.
Okay.
Second place has 800, and you have 860.
Cool.
So I mean, and the number two guy has he's got UConn winning the title, and he had Kentucky in the title game, too. So I don't know how all of us. Okay, so there's 10 of us in the top three spots, right?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4 of us have UConn. No, there's not 10 of us. What am I talking about? I can't do math.
How many?
Seven of us.
Oh, seven of us in the
seven
top.
Because
okay.
Five of us are tied for, I said eight of us. That's what threw me off. Because there's a number eight. Because technically number eight, since there's seven of us, the next person's eight.
Oh, that threw me off. Yeah, that makes sense.
So five of us are number three. And two, you know.
Yeah, all right. This is making sense now. Yeah.
The seven. There's seven of us. Out of the seven, four of us have UConn, including myself. Two have Purdue and one has Alabama.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, listen. I mean, it's out of, you're talking out of quite a few people, man. So, yeah, that's a.
That is wild. And
it, before, right now it's got your prize as.
Oh, don't touch the money, Steve. Don't tell me.
$2,250. Now, I think that's all just bonus bets, but.
Yeah, that's still. Oh.
Still, that would be a nice little, like, it's got me a 300 right now.
I would put $2,000 on, like, you know, a team that's laying.
It's like, whatever.
Like, you know, minus 1,000. Just do that a bunch of times.
Go put 1,000 on the Reds to win the World Series.
just put it all on a stupid futures bet. You know what?
Louisville winning the ACC in basketball and football next season.
Just a parlay.
Bang. Yeah. Let's go.
Jets AFC champions.
Just boom. Somebody says, go hang out with KP, Nick. Yeah. HVL, man. She got schooled by Caitlin Clark last night.
That she did. Caitlin Clark, gosh. She couldn't miss, though.
No, she was awesome last night. And I'm not the biggest Caitlin Clark fan just because I'm a fan of her. But I think she gets away with everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, ugh. But you can unnext the phone lines, too, whenever you want.
I didn't realize that works.
If anybody wants to call in.
Damn it, Spencer.
Yeah, so.
You're blaming him.
Yeah, it's one of those things, man, where I think that I was good with whoever lost last night. It was like, yeah, whatever. And Caitlin Clark was a stud, man. There was a lot of star power last night in the women's game, man.
Was it better for the sport that Caitlin Clark won, or would it have been better for the sport if the bad guys, LSU, win? You know, and then
I mean, listen,
Angel and Haley, and
you had that South Carolina LSU fight, you know. So I think that title game might have been, but to see Caitlin Clark get a shot at South Carolina will be big too. Now, granted, she's got to go through UConn, Paige Beckers. That's what I say. I mean, there was Paige Beckers and Juju Watkins last night. And then you had, you know, LSU, which kind of has three, kind of a big three, if you want to call that. And Caitlin Clark. I mean, it was good. It was good ball last night, man.
Yeah. Oh,
and she was awesome. Now, I do think a lot of Louisville fans kind of felt a little vindicated with Haley Van Lith, because it's like, yeah, you went there with way more talent and didn't accomplish anything more, actually accomplished less than what you accomplished here at Louisville.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Made a Final Four here and two Elite Eights with less talent than there.
Right.
So I do think there was a lot of people felt vindicated about that.
I know. There was a tiny part of me, I was like, because I honestly, the HVL thing, I was pissed at the beginning.
Yeah.
But since, you know, time heals all wounds, and I just kind of was like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, that's
kind of what I that's almost like, I mean, what do they say? The true, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's apathy.
Yeah.
I was kind of at that point.
I'm with you.
Yeah, and I don't mean that in a mean way, you know, but I just kind of was like, yeah, I don't really care. But there was a tiny part of me that did feel a little vindication, and I was like, maybe I do still care about that. You know, it's like that ex you think you're over, and
then all
of a sudden there's a tiny little, I saw Caitlin Clark talking up there.
Yeah.
I was just like,
Yeah, as she was getting cooked, it was like, yeah, well, I'm kind of glad you didn't make the Final Four. Like I said, watching that game, I was like, I really don't care who wins either
way. Right.
I mean, I joke on here about liking Kim Mulkey more than I do, but I'm not like a big fan of hers, you know. So it was kind of like, whatever, you know, I'm just watching it. And it was, but when they lost, I was like, yeah, I think I kind of wanted Iowa to win.
Yeah. Isn't it weird, like, when you're watching a sporting event and you tell yourself that, like, I don't care,
yeah,
and then you realize, like, towards the end, you're like, why do I feel kind of happy?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what, because I was secretly rooting for that team the whole time. Like, and I'm like, obviously, if you're betting on it, like, that's That's one of the reasons I love betting, because it makes me care about games I wouldn't have any rooting interest in otherwise.
Yeah.
But, you know, you occasionally, like, you just have that epiphany after the game. It's like, I really was rooting against this team. Like, it usually happens with UK games. I don't realize how much I'm rooting for the other team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, the rivalry just, like, comes out. Even on games when I feel like I'm starting out not being a hater, I'll start, you know, a little fist pump. I'm like, girl, let's go South Carolina. I'm like, oh, wow, I really am rooting against UK.
Yeah,
I thought I didn't care about this game. I guess I do.
Yeah, we all know. You had to squeeze that in. He roots against UK, guys. So y'all know.
Even though I do pick them to go to the...
Yeah, even though he had them in the championship game, losing to UConn.
Using the one analytic that...
only thing that would get them there is the adjusted offensive analytic.
Adjusted offensive efficiency from KenPom.
So I said I wanted both LSU and Iowa to lose, but I'm fine with Iowa winning. That's kind of the... It's like, isn't that the perfect way to put it? Yeah, no, I hope they both lose, but I'm good with Iowa winning. It's like, well, yeah, you're rooting for Iowa.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
Pretty much it right there. But yeah, no, it's both Final Fours, man. They're set, and there's intrigue to both of them now, man. I mean, I think you know, Caitlin Clark, obviously, and with South Carolina being undefeated again, and then on the men's side, I mean, you have. Did you see the number that Duke and NC State did? It was like a 15 mil, over 15
wow.
mil.
15?
It went Good over. Lord. It went over the finals rating of Steph Curry and LeBron.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's insane.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to get Zach Edey versus DJ Burns in the first game.
To battle a big man.
And then, you know, at the nightcap, you're going to get UConn. I mean, UConn and Bama. And, I mean, honestly, I said it earlier talking in there. Bama's the type of team that can get hot enough.
I was about to say, that's the only way you're going to beat UConn is if you shoot lights out.
Light it up, and they can do it.
And they can absolutely do it.
They've got a big that can run when Grant Nelson that can – at least run with Klingon and kind of, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I don't think they will, but that they absolutely can. I mean, you know, so, I mean, it's at least intriguing there. And then the championship game is going to be intriguing either way.
Yeah.
I mean, I think UConn versus Purdue is probably the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of been the top two teams all
Obviously,
year.
Obviously, I'm rooting for NC State, but yeah. Like
yeah,
I,
same,
yeah.
same. I mean, I'd like to, I just like to see how far this run can go.
Yeah.
But if it's UConn NC State, I mean, it's going to be the ultimate intriguing game. I mean,
right.
you know, I mean, you imagine the run that just with NC State playing in a championship game being such a playing literally a coach playing for his job.
Oh, yeah.
In the day of shame to a national championship game. And of course with your family, I mean, of course the story there would be now. I mean, they weren't quite the little engine that could when
right.
your Uncle Jimmy was coaching there. But I mean, you know, I mean, I don't want to turn them in like they were, but they were an underdog.
Oh, well,
I
yeah.
mean, a big underdog.
And,
you know,
and Houston was a juggernaut.
Yeah. So like, I'm not quite comparing. Like you know, I mean, they were. NC State was good under Jimmy V. But it would be a great story. I mean, because it would be like UConn's this looks like the juggernaut.
Yeah, they've been the favorite all season.
Yeah, so
right.
either way you go, you're going to have an intriguing game. And
I think it's fun. And yeah. I think it's also interesting. Louisville belongs in this group. Mm-hmm. But I do think that when you're talking about all-time basketball powerhouses, I think there is... I don't know. There's just an extra je ne sais quoi or something about when both a women's team and men's team make the Final Four in the same year.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. And to have UConn and NC State both.
Both do it.
Yeah, both do it. That's pretty neat. And, you know, and like I said, Louisville's part of this group,
Ethan,
which I think is really cool.
You know, I said earlier he might be the only person that's – Blankenbaker might be the only person in the media that's as irrational as I am, and I remembered Ethan. And I'm like, sorry, Ethan. But Ethan had a great point because I was like, I tweeted out, was like, shoot, let's get weird. Let's NC State win the whole thing. And Ethan was perfectly right. He said, no, we can't have that. He's like, Final Four run. He's like, because if NC State wins, they have three national championships also now.
Oh. Ooh.
I was like, ooh, that's a good point. That's a good point. If it was going to happen, I'm okay with this team. I love Coach Keats. he's A plus human being.
Yeah.
You know, and this team with DJ Burns. Yeah. I could deal with it if it had to be. But I was like, that's one of those where I think I'm going to still root for NC State. But when they lose, I'll be like, well, at least we held that off. Give me some. It'd give me a little bit of solace. It would be like the Cowboys losing to Lamar.
Yeah.
In the Super
Bowl. That's a perfect example. Yeah, it'd be like, there you
all go. Right, I rooted against you, but I could deal with it. So that's it should be a good weekend, and it's WrestleMania weekend on top of it.
Oh my God, did you watch Raw at all last night?
I fell asleep, but I have seen the clips of the end.
Yeah,
so I know what happened.
Yeah,
but yeah. So I'm gonna have to go back and I did watch that. I did take time.
It was a hot crowd, man.
Oh yeah, that was a hot crowd. And it's WrestleMania week, man.
I mean, it's the go home Raw. Yeah,
this is the week, man. I like AEW. I like all the other stuff too. But I mean, WrestleMania week, there is nothing like it.
And this is a good WrestleMania.
And
this
is a great WrestleMania. Yeah, yeah. This is the pinnacle, man.
I'm trying to figure out how my weekend television watching is gonna go, because I've got to find some time to. You know, probably sprinkle in a little hockey. It's the end of the regular season. But the priorities are the tournament, obviously, and WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out, like, what my schedule is going to be.
Sure.
Because there's 2 days of WrestleMania.
I know.
So, I know you know.
I'm just saying.
So I don't know. What's your schedule going to be? Are you gonna do the multiple screen thing? Are you going to maybe watch something on tape delay? I thought about maybe doing that.
I want to watch Purdue NC State a lot. So I will probably have Purdue NC State up on the big TV. While WrestleMania starts at 7, the Purdue game, I'll probably get through the first half of that. Then when WrestleMania starts, I'll probably put the other one just kind of on my phone, you know, kind of just keeping up with it. I'll probably flip it when WrestleMania starts, and I'll have Purdue NC State. Now, UConn-Bama, unless it's close,
right?
I probably will just watch more WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably just keep up with you. And then if it's close, I'll probably watch the rest of it on my phone. That's probably how I'm going to do it.
I'm trying to, like, I don't know, because I am cheap. I don't know if I want to buy WrestleMania or if I want to just wait and, like, after night one ends, like, watch it.
You don't have Peacock?
I do have Peacock.
Well, then why do you need to buy it?
Don't you have to watch the replay on Peacock? You can get that live?
Yes.
Oh, well, then I'm straight.
It's on Peacock.
Oh, okay, then we're good.
Yeah. Yeah, all the pay-per-views are on Peacock.
I thought, like, anytime I've watched it, it's been, like, after the fact. So I thought it was, like, the replay. I didn't know that they had the live pay-per-views on Peacock.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
That's a bit of a game changer. I had no idea.
Well,
the last pay-per-view I watched was Survivor Series. No, Royal Rumble. I'm sorry. Okay. And I watched it. I was out of town. And I watched the replay of it on Peacock. So I thought I was watching the replay. So someone is just pounding at the door. Who is that?
Marcus.
It is?
Yeah. Oh. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Marcus is going to join us. Middays with Marcus Maven, 939 DeVille.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
And the audience rejoices.
See, I don't get any welcome back. Steve. Listen, do you know how much of an advantage you have over me on a daily basis?
I love it.
To have a crowd chanting, we want Steve! You get a shot.
You'll be happy to know that's the first time I got it today.
That's a good point. I kind of forgot to play it earlier.
And you feel left out because you didn't have your crowd chant.
Well, I'm a co-host. So you scored 1,600 points here.
1,682.
Yeah, I'm a... Okay.
82 points? You okaying?
Okay.
82 points?
We'll round up to 83.
You're brushing that to the side?
1,683. But yeah, anyways, it was... I need more validation than you do, I feel like.
We have an idea. We're going to get an open for
we had this conversation.
Steve Rummage that has all of his high school highlights.
Well, they were like, I was like, I could probably find one back on Insight Cable. It was like,
let's get Paul Rogers to narrate it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he costs money, though.
Yeah, Paul costs money. I was like,
he's a Hall of Famer. He ain't doing that for free.
But Lance McGarvey.
Lance is so nice, he might do it. Yeah.
Lance, me and Lance are good friends, man. I like Lance. No, but anyways, so I'm glad you made it in. Thanks for the Diet Coke.
You're welcome, Steve.
Or DC didn't put it between your crotch. I appreciate that.
Did you hear that, Nikki?
What?
Did you hear the crotch situation?
No, what is the crotch situation now?
oh, boy. Are you in for something?
I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't get a carrying case.
Yeah.
From McDonald's.
Well, yeah, or a third drink. Like, I noticed that, too. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
I'm sorry, Nikki. I was just doing something.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Cover. Actually, I did think about you. I said, well, if I get Mount Fuji, maybe for a Coke, Nikki will go pick up the Mount Fuji.
That's a fair trade. I'm okay with that.
That was my other game plan if I was going to get Mount Fuji.
But sounds good.
It does. Okay.
That sounds great.
So here's the thing. You know, I only have two hands. Right, and a lot of times my lap acts as a nice little tray table.
Someone argue.
So, problem is, two hands. I need them for propulsion. Right, I have Steve's Coke, and I don't want to put his Diet Coke between my legs because I would not want anybody
crotch soda. That's fair. Yeah, crotch soda.
So,
yeah.
So listen. I'm sitting here trying to propel myself and hold his drink, and I was hoping somebody else came along where they were just like, and listen, I'm listening to my little girl who works here. She's pissed off. Listen, I know it's wrong, but you know how you can't help yourself. Somebody's talking on the phone, and I'm telling you, listen, I'm assuming people don't know who she is. I'm going to assume that if people listen and they know they're relative works here. She talking about y'all. I'm listening to this girl on the phone. She's like, I want to know who been talking about me at the fair. I don't give a damn if it's Easter or not. And she, I'm like, what he say?
I know. Were you at the it was at the McDonald's?
No, it was in.
Oh, it was here.
Yeah,
here.
It was here. And I'm telling you, Steve, somebody been look. She pulls up. Somebody's like, what up, gangster? What up, gangster? Right? And she's
pissed, right? And she's like, the only people that know that is me, the cousin, and so-and-so, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I want to say, who been running your mouth? And who been saying this? And he been there since I had my first kid. And I'm like, what?
Yes.
Girl, I'm like, girl, shut up. And, you know, in the garage, she...
Was this my girl?
No.
Long, curly hair?
Yeah. But I think it's usually wrapped up.
Okay.
And when you say curly, long curly hair.
Looks like Sasha Banks, kind of.
Maybe. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. I like her.
Yeah. Okay.
Even though she told me I couldn't steal furniture.
Listen.
It's a story for another day.
She's like, listen, I'm listening to her. And listen, here's the thing. People know in a garage, Seriously. You can be extremely far away.
Oh, yeah.
And I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, yeah.
She had to be. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 20 cars away.
Okay.
20. So that's not technically eavesdropping.
No. Because
I'm like, no. Baby girl, you echoing off of every wall.
You're screaming.
And she's about halfway in her car, halfway out and doing something. I had to slow down. And then I dropped my headphone case. So I was like, yes.
So then. Just got to hang around here.
Yeah. So I did that. So here's the problem. Right now.
Yeah.
Text us 38 31 93 9. 8150-939. Before I take this phone call,
yeah,
I'm going to ask you a question. There's a moment that you pray a security camera footage never gets released.
Oh, yeah.
There's a moment you pray that a security camera footage never gets released. What moment is that moment that you are willing to divulge on air that you like?
Yeah, it's a good one.
I hope there was no security camera. And I hope it never comes out. Jeremy from CSZ, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
Feeling good.
We're fantastic. What you got going on today, man?
Listen, it's WrestleMania week. It's the greatest. We got a new basketball coach. This may have been the greatest 10-day period in recent history for both Louisville and wrestling fans, man. It's a good season, a good time. But look, tonight we got the return of the Louisville live stream, the 502 Circle Louisville live stream, which you can find exclusively on the Ravon Sports app. It's returning tonight, 7 p.m. You can download that app on the Google Play Store and the Apple Store. So, man, I'm excited.
Hey, who do you got coming on with you tonight?
Well, thanks for the setup there, as we call him, the biz, Steve.
Yeah.
We have the scholar from Yale, Jonathan Mendoza. And did you all know that that Monroe Mills, first off, he came from Texas Tech. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. But not only was he a two-year starter there, he was a wrestler, and he also played – he was on the chess team.
Wow.
So in high school. Yeah, he did it all in high school. So, look, we're excited to dig in a little bit, let you all get to know them a little bit better. We're going to do these. We had a little technical difficulties for a little while, but we got everything back up and running. It's going to be every week they tell me that I've got something to do on Tuesday nights at 7. I'll be here to bring them to you. Guests that we've had in the past, the very first one, we had Mike James and Shane Buchanan. Then we had Olivia Cochran. We had Willie Tyler, Nyla Harris, Jada Curry, Cameron Kelly, just to name a few. I'm not naming everybody. And we've even had a lot of the baseball players on, too. So it's going to be a fun time, man.
That's awesome, man. So you host this then, and you narrating it?
Yeah, I am the moderator. I am the moderator of the 502 Circle Louisville live stream. So it's a good time.
Look at you, man.
Do you take outside questions?
We do. And that's actually what I'm glad you asked that too. The Louisville live stream is basically a 20-minute live question and answer session. So you log on to that first
like
off, you
got to download it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a video space.
Hey, okay.
So you log into the Ravon Sports app. You tap on the Louisville Cardinals logo. It'll take you to a place where it shows you all the live streams for the day. They actually like to do these during football season. We would do one during the week. And then the way that the Ravon Sports app works is you can actually log on game day, and you have a private chat with – other Louisville fans. There's no big blue nerds hopping in saying, yeah, I'll suck. It's just like-minded Louisville Cardinal fans that love the university and love the sport, and they offer a live chat on game day as well.
What is your go-to question that you ask every single athlete that you feel like you get the best answers?
Oddly enough, what's your favorite place to eat in Louisville?
Well, I said oddly enough.
Excellent question. I feel like that's something that you would ask.
It's because I'm a big guy, Steve. Marcus, I'm a big guy. Go ahead and call me fat without calling me fat. It is what it is. No. But, no, that one and what brought you to Louisville are normally the two that get you the best answers overall. A close third place is to do it. I always have them do an impression of their coaches. One of their coaches. So that one also gets a lot of interaction and great answers there, too.
Okay, well, I got you here. Before you get out of here, you got to answer the question. I just asked Steve and Nikki, what security footage are you afraid that one day might come out?
Oh, man. Security footage I'm afraid might come out. Well, the politically correct answer is, nothing, Marcus. Everything I do, I move inside. No, I'm just kidding. That was the last guy.
Don't,
my bad.
Don't do that.
Sorry. I just have to fight to get off.
Cal. Oh, yeah.
No.
When Cal said the G in lasagna. Yeah, don't do that.
Gosh, you're putting me on the spot. I really don't have – I mean, I'm sure I've fallen down or something like that. I don't really have anything off the top of my head that I wish didn't get out. There's been a couple things that didn't get out, but as far as not getting out, not really anything I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, appreciate it. Again, give the shout-out again. Give the time and location to find you.
Absolutely. It is the Louisville Live stream brought to you by the 502 Circle on the Ravon Sports app. It's really easy. You log into your app stores. You download the Ravon Sports app. It's really quick to sign up, put your information, choose your favorite teams. And it's as easy as logging on, tapping in, raving on. And then, as always, you can find us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. For Live with 55. And on Sundays, we have the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast at 2 p.m. During this season. We normally change the times up for football season. But right now, that's where you can find us, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right, Jeremy, enjoy yourself. Good people, that's Jeremy Wallman, CSZ, Live with 55, and 502 Circle moderator.
Yeah, 502 live streams. Yeah, they're cool. They're really cool.
Okay, so Steve.
Yeah.
Sure you got an answer by now?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, let me say, the baseball game has been Louisville, Kentucky tonight due to the weather. They're getting hit pretty hard over there in Lexington, too. Oh, shit.
Jeff Teague. That was Jeff Teague.
Do I have to drop that? How clear was that?
That was Jeff Teague. That wasn't me.
Yeah, I know. I'm upset, Jeff, about the baseball team, too. But they're going to – it's been delayed till tomorrow.
Okay.
So they're going to play the game on Wednesday.
Say that one more time. So
the U of L UK baseball game.
Because I had to drop. So.
The U of L UK baseball game is going to be delayed until tomorrow. So with all the rain, and like I said, come through here, but Lexington's getting hit quite hard right now.
You want to know what he was talking about? Jeff Teague talked about a referee. He said his mom and his sister came to a game, and they were sitting front row. Yeah. And then, you know, every time he got in the game, they was cheering and blah, blah, blah. And one of the referees was like, hey, man, who them whom?
Yeah.
You know, like, who them chicks? But he didn't say chicks. He said, who are those pros over there?
Okay.
He said, that's my mama. Right?
Fair enough.
He said, I told him I'm a whoop. He said, I slapped her. So he said, from that point on, he was like.
What are you talking about?
He said he apologized, but he was like, by then I was too livid about it. It's his mom and his sister. So what would you do, Steve?
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy. Yeah, I wouldn't be happy at all.
So, yeah, he was just telling that story. I'm like, yeah, but what do you do? Like, if you plan on having a 10-year career?
Yeah, I mean, you probably at least just be like, hey, man, that's not.
Yeah. Come on. I can't slap you, though.
And surely somebody would be like, if somebody would be like, oh, my bad.
Nikki,
like,
yeah. What video footage?
If I'm struggling with a door, like it's a push, and I'm pulling on it, probably not what I want to see. Or if maybe somebody attractive walks by and I stare at them a little bit too long.
A gawking one is
yeah, probably a gawking good one is, yeah, like, you know.
My dad did one of those, try to walk through a window.
Yeah.
We didn't realize it was a window.
Yeah, right.
I remember he did that. And we had to, like, just tuck our heads down.
Yeah, because you're not going to laugh at dad. You know?
He hit that window so hard.
If your dad's anything like my dad, he was extremely angry when that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get in trouble if you laughed.
Isn't that unfair, though? I'm like, come on, dad. Like, you face planted.
You kind of did it to yourself, man.
You face planted in that window. And we're not even allowed to laugh. It was funny. So, yeah, I'm sure he would say that one on him.
Walking into it. I mean, he didn't break the window, did he?
No.
Okay, good.
He just hit it really, really hard. And it was one of those things, like, it was a little side window. And I'm like, Dad, why would you think you could? Because he would have had to step up over a little threshold to get through it. And I remember looking down like, why would you think that was just an empty space right there?
Yeah, Sofro's right, man.
I'm listening.
If there was actually footage of Nick peeing in the sink, that's probably right.
Make the rest of the men here feel a little inconsequential. What? So we probably don't want that footage.
Fair enough.
Silver hook just come off the top. from the side.
Yeah, boom. Yeah.
I fell a couple times. That
gas, that's totally mine.
That gas station. Yeah. That gas station fall I told you about.
Yeah.
When my chair was just pulling away inch by inch, and I was basically doing the parallel bars for like 4 minutes. And I was, how am I gonna get out of this?
It's bad. Yes, it's bad.
I think that gas station footage might come out.
The worst fall I've ever had in public was that day at the food court at the Jefferson Mall. Yeah, when I got my sample. And I slipped and fell, and then, like, I just cussed them out for the wet floor.
Did you kick the food or something?
Yeah, it was bad. I probably scared some kids.
It was worse than the Norton Commons fall?
Yeah. Because, like, the Norton Commons fall, look, I'm running. You get tripped up, boom.
It happens, right.
You get back up, and you're like, the fall. Now, the aftermath.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. But you know, like, oh man, runner tripped and fell. All right, you know. This was just slipped on something, and then I got up and like started cussing at the people, like, because they didn't mop the floor. I don't know. It was like there was a lot happening.
What is the worst fall you've ever had?
Rough day. I just wanted some Max Orient.
Just wanted some blood.
That was it.
I fell at homecoming. Our homecoming basketball game. Your boy was up for homecoming king. That's what I did. And I was wearing dress shoes. So I was walking up the bleachers or down the bleachers to some friends. And my big freaking floppy shoes got caught in the, like, bleachers.
That'll happen.
And I fell. And these were the type of bleachers that fold up, you know.
Yep.
And they fold into the wall.
Yep.
So they're hollow, more or less. So yep. I fall 4 rows. I mean, and just
falling downwards.
Downwards.
Oh, yeah.
4 rows, bang! And it echoes. And it echoed so bad that both teams were in a timeout. They turned around. And the coaches, too, were like, what the hell was that? And looked at me, and I popped up and got a standing ovation from the entire arena. So, but it was a rough, a rough, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah. That's a.
Didn't hurt at all. Listen, like, but just hurt my pride.
Your adrenaline probably spiked. Yeah. If you went to a. Let's just say more of a delegation-y school.
Oh, yeah.
He would have got crushed.
Oh, yeah. There was no coming back for that.
Texter said, don't laugh, but I donated blood at 8 a.m. and fainted in Thornton's line getting a lotto ticket at 11.
Man,
I'm gone.
Yeah. Because that means you can feel it coming.
Yeah.
Is it? I'm weak.
It's happening.
I don't think I had, like, public falls, like, in front of people. What does that say?
Kojak Card.
Kojak Card, thanks for joining us on 93.9 Fireway.
What's going on, fellas?
What up, man?
Doing good.
Hey, Steve, first I want to tell you I appreciate that message you sent me on Twitter, man.
Hey, absolutely. Absolutely, man.
I had a quick wrestling story I know you and Nick will approve of.
Listen.
Back over 20 years ago when OVW was kind of getting its start when Jim Cornette was running it,
mm-hmm.
I worked sign company that did all their signs, their wrestling drapes, signage back around it when Danny Davis owned it.
Yeah.
And when I got to walk in on the sales call, man, I got to meet Danny Davis. And he said, "You must be." He said my name. I said, "You're the Nightmare Danny Davis." He said, "Man, I hadn't said that name in a long time." But the guy that ran it for Jim Cornette, he was doing all the, you know, the training and stuff and the skits. And the dude asked me, he said, "Man, you ever been in the ring before?" And I said, "No." He said, "You want to try it?" I said, "Sure." And he got me and showed me how to whip the ropes. He piled drive me, beat my head into the turnbuckle, and was showing me how everything was going. I was like, "Man, this is awesome." Kenny Bolin came out, and he always carried that briefcase that said BS on or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they were going to work it into a skit and put me on TV where he would hit me in the head with the briefcase, and then the good guys would come out and rescue me. Well, my youngest son, Zachary, at the time was 9 or 10, and he thought wrestling was real. And we got to the point where we were getting ready to do the skit, and my wife come flag me down, and Zachary was about to have a nervous panic attack, worried that he was really going to hurt me. So we had to call it off. But getting to meet the Big Show, Kurt Angle. Sergeant Slaughter. He's a big golfer. Me and him hit it off great because I love golf. He said, "I'll take a picture with you." I said, "Bull crap, man. I won't be in the Cobra Clutch." He put me in the Cobra Clutch and got me. I got a picture of that. But getting all their autographs and getting to meet them, that was really a good time when wrestling was wrestling.
Man,
that's awesome.
That's hey man. That's appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thanks, Kojak Carr.
Yeah. Keep everything good down in Tennessee down there, man.
That's
a great story.
That That your wrestling stint changed your life.
It was the best thing. It's the best thing I've ever done.
That I enjoyed seeing that video of Steve Rummage.
Just the best.
Actually in a ring with the boots.
I've never actually seen the match.
You didn't see the
match? No. I mean, I know what happened. I know the lead up. I saw. Hey,
why haven't you not? You should tag that thing on.
It was the best.
I've never seen the actual match, the pay-per-view match.
It should be
match.
Pinned on your Twitter.
It was.
Just like clip up 10, like your best 59 seconds of that match.
We're still talking about wrestling?
Whichever match.
He's going into the mat a lot.
I know.
Yeah. A lot of rest holds in this
match. Got a cramp?
that was, like, you could tell that was
the funnest thing I've ever done. Yeah, it was the best thing I've ever done.
I just remember coming in here and I was like, "That's the Pope." I was like,
yeah. It was the best Pope's thing here. I've ever done, man.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
And what's my man's name that you were beefing with?
Oh, Shannon the Dude?
Shannon the Dude, yeah, yep. Yeah.
Actually, great guy. Mm. just great, but, dude. But
that's the only thing that came out of that. Yeah. It's like, just, damn it, I can't even.
I know.
I can't be mad at you.
It was funny because one of my favorite things that happened during that time was he's a big Kentucky fan, obviously. KSR. Mm. And, you know, but we had one of our things we went out in the ring and did on one of the weekly shows, Kentucky was getting beat by Evansville at the time. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. He's like, no, they're down. He's like, they look terrible. I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. So, like, we go do the thing out in the ring and we come back and there's like 2 minutes left. So I actually got to watch Evansville.
Sweet Caroline, Evansville?
Yes. Beat Kentucky with him. And I was like, this is perfect. Like, this is the best thing ever.
Day.
And there was a moment there in that interaction where I was like, we may actually have a fight. Because I was like, guys, like, I'm sorry. This is the best thing I've ever seen.
Wait.
This is going to be a shoot.
You are number one. You're number one. And you just lost to Evansville. This is the greatest moment of my life.
And I'm about to wrestle.
Yeah.
In a ring, yeah, in like, front of a crowd.
I, like, I just did.
Oh, okay.
Well, it wasn't a full match, but it was like an interview thing we were doing out there. Like, you know, and it was awesome.
Okay, people, we're going to get into some real
sports. Big visit today.
Yes. We're going to get into some real sports. Go ahead and play us out, Nikki. Like I said, I know I disrupted the timing and flow of the normal show, but we'll keep it rolling on. As always, 815-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is the text line. Rolling along on 939 The Ville.